And good day, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me. This is Joey Hernandez, and this is the, are you ready for it? The 100th episode of the Beginner Diet and Fitness Podcast. And I want to thank you for joining me. Now, I had been giving a build-up to episode 100. I've been saying, oh, big things were going to happen in episode 100. I was going to have all these guests. I was going to do all these things. Well, the summer kind of got away from me, and that's why I haven't been on with a new episode for a little while. But I am gearing up for an active fall in just, well, less than a month before the summer is pretty much over based on Labor Day. But as is always the case, the way fitness and diet seems to work is once Labor Day has passed, that little window we've got from Labor Day up until just before Thanksgiving when the holiday season starts, and believe it or not, folks, that's just a matter of a few weeks and boom, it's gone. But right after Labor Day is when people do start thinking about going back to the gym, going back onto a sensible eating program, trying to get rid of whatever vacation weight one might put it on. And so therefore, I'm going to be doing podcasts a little bit more often during this period, as well as, I know I've said it 10,000 times before, but my YouTube channel will be launched just before Labor Day, and I'm going to have some videos on there as well for you to check out in between the podcasts. Now, today's episode, I'm going to introduce you to something that I have been using, which is actually starting just a little bit to change my way of thinking about the way that I have worked with diet before. And that's both with clients as well as myself, because I've been using myself as the guinea pig here for about 2.5 months. And I do want to tell you about those minor changes to how I think about diet and something that you can use to track your progress. And believe me, enlighten yourself, let a light bulb go off in your head of, oh my God, this is actually what I've been eating. And I'm excited to tell you about it. So let me say this, I haven't said it for a little bit. My name is Joey Hernandez, and this is the uncelebratory 100th episode of what is now the Beginner Diet and Fitness Podcast. So during those first 99 episodes of the podcast, as it evolved through its various names, finally settling on the Beginner Diet and Fitness Podcast, I endlessly talked to you about portion size control and how the best way to achieve that is by measuring your food. And over my 31 years of doing personal training, I have said that phrase probably thousands upon thousands of times. And yet, it's still something that I go up against constantly with people closing their minds, thinking they don't have the time, they don't have the patience, they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the money to expend on things to measure food with, all kinds of excuses of why people won't just buckle down and learn once and for all what a portion size control amount is. And over those years, you know, I don't know what keeps people from doing it, because it is just such a simple way to learn to deal with your food. And I'll be the first to say, yes, you know what? The first few weeks can be a little bit daunting. You have to be measuring and checking things constantly. But after just a few weeks, you would fall into the rhythm of it. You would remember what amounts were. You'd learn your hand guide to not only using the measuring scale or using a measuring cup, but when you're out, learning the different hand portions that correspond to food portions. And it becomes really easy. And I think people come up with all these excuses not because they don't want to actually lose weight, but in today's world, they just don't want to put forth the effort to do this. It takes a little bit of effort. Oh my God. Hello. Oh my God. How silly that is to think that you have to do some work after all those years of shoveling excess calories into your mouth, sitting in your chair watching TV or sitting on the couch watching TV and saying, you know what, tomorrow's going to be the day that I'm going to get up and I'm going to change and I'm going to start moving and I'm going to start eating right and, oh my God, enough. And so I'm going to lay out yet a new tool for you to use that still keeps the concept of what portion size is. But in some ways, it's going to make it a little bit easier for you. But in some ways, let me tell you, after having worked with this for about 2.5 months, let me tell you that it takes a lot sometimes to really stay on point with this, because you begin to realize things that you really don't want to know or see. Now, isn't that a great way to introduce something to you, right? Get you all excited about that? Well, I'm not going to tell you that you don't have to measure things. I'm not going to tell you that you don't have to have a food scale or you don't have to use a measuring cup or measuring spoons, because you do. But something that I personally have really come to enjoy using is this application on my phone. Now, I'm going to state right up front that I have no affiliation with this company in any way, shape, or form. I don't make any money from this company by talking about their product. I will tell you that if this podcast comes out good, I'm going to contact the company and say, hey, you know what? I would love to advertise your product on my podcast every single week. So give me money. And the reason that I would do that, folks, is because I believe in what I'm about to tell you. And I would like to think, maybe I'm just being a little naive here, but I would like to think that if this podcast gets bigger and bigger and I do get advertisers, I would love to think that I'm going to have the integrity and the honesty not to be trying to snake oil sales to you products that are a bunch of crap. Because I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that just to make money. It's pointless to me. I don't need money that badly. I'd rather have a better reputation than to have more money. So this product, this application, is a free application. And I am not kidding you when I tell you that. It's free. And you don't have to enter any personal information into it in order to do it. Now, like most free applications on phones, this does have in-app purchases, meaning you're going to get an advertisement flocked across your screen every now and again about upgrading to a higher level on this program, but you don't have to do that. You can work just fine by just using the free application part, and that's all I do. And I use this constantly, every day. I, without exaggeration, I go onto this at least 25 times a day, entering various foods and checking out various things that I will tell you about. And for all the times that I guess it realizes, you know, I've been doing this for about 80 days, and I'm on there like 20, 25 times a day. So I am the kind of person, believe me, that they should be just hounding about upgrading to the premium, the pay version of this application. But they don't really hit me up that often at all. And when I just say no thank you, there's not a problem. There's no repercussions. My app doesn't freeze. The numbers don't change on me automatically by magic. Everything is cool with using the free part. And that's why I'm really going to suggest that you try this. Now, this application is available in the iTunes Store as well as a bunch of other places, I'm sure. And the application, here I am 10 minutes into it. I haven't even told you the name of the application. The application is called Lose It. L-O-S-E space I-T exclamation mark. I was turned on to this by a former client, and I heard him talk about it. I ended up uploading it onto my phone, and it sat there for months and months, and I never, ever used it. And then I got together with this guy again to have lunch in Boston, and we're sitting there eating, and he's talking about using the application, and he pulled it out, and he went to enter some stuff. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I'll look at it. But I'm not the kind of person that wants to use this kind of thing, but I'll look at it. I already put it on my phone. And so after lunch, as I was taking the subway back to my house, I was going over this application. I was entering some things, and I became addicted really quickly. The application is broken down by day, and it gives you categories for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and exercise. And the general concept of this is you enter your initial information, I think it's your age, your height, your weight, whatever, and it asks you if you want to lose 1 pound, 1.5 pounds, or 2 pounds per week. Based on your choice, it will give you a certain amount of calories that you can eat per day. My particular one is I want to lose 2 pounds per week, and therefore it's 1,394 calories that I'm allowed to eat. Now that is without doing any exercise. That's just based on if I eat 1,394 calories in a day and I'm done, and I do that every single day of the week, every week or so I'm going to lose about 2 pounds. When you do exercise, it then gives you more calories that you can eat because you burn calories and it tells you how many calories you burn. And then it adds for you. You don't even have to do it. It adds on those calories to what you can eat. So it certainly gives you incentive to be exercising. Now, the great thing about this program is that when you use the search function, it has thousands upon thousands upon thousands of food items already entered with its calorie breakdown. Now, this is great because you don't have to constantly be guessing what the calories are. And all of the major brands of food, as well as all of the chain restaurants, and even some of the bigger restaurants that just have a few here or there, their items are already loaded into this search. So if you go to McDonald's and you have a Big Mac, you could just type in Big Mac and it's going to give you a breakdown of what it is, or you could enter McDonald's and it's going to give you all of the different foods that you can choose from, and you just plug it in. Another fantastic way you can do it is if you don't want to physically type in what the item is, say it's a can of peas that's on a grocery shelf, you just take that down, you scan the barcode with your phone in the application. It gives you a little barcode scanner. Scan the barcode and voila, it pops right in whatever the item is, the calorie breakdown, the number of servings, and you just plug in you just tap the right numbers and it plugs in for you. If by any chance you don't run into an item in the search, and there's been very few in all these 80 days I've been using the program, there's only been a few items that have not been pre-scanned in there, then I do just type it in myself manually. It gives you the option of creating a new food. So if it doesn't scan, it doesn't come up in a search, and you wanted to eat this food, you can actually do yourself and a lot of other people a favor by creating a new food. So you type in that you're eating this kind of gravy, and it will ask you the number of calories, and you look on the item, and it tells you how many calories it is per serving. You type that in, and you've created that food to now be available for someone else doing the search for that particular kind of gravy. But let me tell you, that comes up so seldom. Almost everything you can scan in or type in, and it's there. For when I create my own food, like if I'm making a meatloaf, I have a couple of choices. I could look under meatloaf, beef, and look at the number of calories and decide to do that. Or since I make my own and I put in kind of my own ingredients, I might enter all of the ingredients separately because I have no problem doing that. I would rather do that and know that my particular meatloaf is going to be in there for me to utilize in the future when I make my meatloaf again. So I might write Joey's meatloaf, I'm creating it, and it's 1 pound of hamburger, and it's a quarter cup of onions, and it's 1/8 cup of green peppers, and you add all of the different things, and you create Joey's meatloaf, and you come out with what you think the calories are going to be based on the information you're going to learn from plugging in all of the other things. So I can look up what 1/8 cup of chopped white onion is. I can look that up. It's going to be in the program already. I can look up what 1.5 pounds of ground hamburg 85:15 in the fat ratio is. It's going to be in there already. So I just have to pick all these different ingredients, and then I create a food called Joey's meatloaf that's X number of calories based on the breakdown of all of these things. It's so easy. It's incredibly easy. And because it's with my phone and because I have it in my pocket at all times, whether I'm in the house or whether I'm traveling, I can plug in my food and it will keep track of the calories for me per day. And one of the best things, truly, after 80 days of working with this, one of the best things is the fact that it accommodates you for exercise. What I generally have is my average exercise entries per day is I have a fast walk of 20 minutes, which is about 15-minute fast walk from my house to the gym that I use, and then 10 minutes from that gym to the subway that I'm going to take into Boston. So I'll have 20 minutes of fast walking per day. I will do my treadmill on a maximum incline of 15%. For 50 minutes, and I burn 525 calories. So I've created my own exercise. I can use the pre-selected treadmill item that's already in there for exercise, or I create my own because everybody burns different calories in an amount of time on a treadmill once you enter your weight and in the information it asks of you. It's much more personalized and gives me a closer, accurate account of the calories that I'm burning. I put my sauna use on in there, and I've looked up sauna, and I've created my own item of 1 hour of sauna, and that burns 600 calories. So I put all of these things in, and it offsets my calories, and it gives me more calories that I can eat, which is awesome. Because eating slightly under 1,400 calories can be a bit of a challenge. But if I want to lose weight at that rate, that's what I have to do. And it will track all of this information for you. Now, if I don't exercise in a given day, and I'm supposed to be eating just under 1,400 calories in a day, there are certainly days when I eat more than I should. Absolutely. And what I get myself to do, which is so important and the thing that really, really helps me with this application, is I enter all of the food, no matter how much or how bad the items or calories are, so that on certain days I am over that 1,400 calories. As a matter of fact, there's been days when it's been twice as many calories as I should eat. And what it does is it will compute it for you and tell you, okay, Joey, doesn't call me by name, but okay, Joey, if you continue to eat the way you did this day you're just finishing, you will reach your goal on October 2nd, 2017, or something like that. But if I stay under the calories that I'm supposed to eat for the day, whether it be just regular calories or calories offset by exercise, if I stay under the amount I'm supposed to, it will calculate and say, you're doing great. If you continue to eat the way you're eating, you will reach your goal in 28 days. And it actually shows you, okay, when I'm bad, right, when I eat off my program, this is what will happen to me if I continue to eat the way I just did on this bad day. It really brings it clearly into your mind. Because if yesterday, when I finished yesterday, it was saying, doing great, you're now 78 days in, you should reach your goal weight in 31 more days. Awesome, excellent. And then the next day, I eat really badly. I still make myself enter it. I'm really very strong about that. And I think that's really a key, is to really write it down and see what it is. So I enter all of this bad food. Okay, I ate my 1,400 calories, but then I went out to an Italian dinner and I had veal cutlet parmesan, which would be pre-entered in there somewhere. I ate a bowl of pasta with tomato sauce. That will be pre-entered in there somewhere. I take those, I plug them into my 1,400 calorie day, and now I'm way up. Now I'm up to 2,700 calories for the day. Oh my God. And when I close out the day, it will say, okay, you know what? Based on how you just ate, you will reach your goal weight in 9 more months. I mean, it really brings it clearly to your mind. Okay, yesterday when I ate good, it told me I only had 31 days to go. But now on this bad day, it's telling me if I continue to eat the way I did on this bad day, I still have to go 9 more months before I reach my goal weight. And that's one of the best things for me, because I challenge myself to make sure that my entries are honest, that I'm writing everything down, that I'm pulling from these pre-programmed search items, or I'm scanning it in, or I'm creating my own food with my own ingredients and coming out with a calorie count. I'm making sure that I write down everything that I'm supposed to. And it will give me my calories for that meal, for the day, and for the week. And therefore, I can really see what kind of bad habits I get myself into. What are these bad habits that when I eat really good for 5 days and I've been exercising and I've been keeping my calories down below where it should, and the program each day when I close out the day is saying, hey, you're well on your way, you only got 31 days, now you got 28 days, now you got 26 days, and then I go and I blow it, and now it backs me way up again, then I really am made to face the decisions that I make with food and calories. And then if I do have that bad day and it tells me it's going to be 9 more months before I reach my goal, if I then get my crap together for the next day and I eat within those calorie amounts I'm supposed to eat for that day based on regular eating or eating plus the exercise that it offsets, it will bring me back again and say, congratulations, you're going to reach your goal in just 34 more days. So it's not like once you make a mistake, you're stuck at that 9 months out in the middle of nowhere. The next day when you eat healthy again, and you eat within the parameters you're supposed to, it brings you back and says, okay, great, now you're going to finish it in 34 days. Yeah, it's a little bit more than it was before, but it's not way out that 9 months. So it really brings it home. In fact, I went out to another lunch with this same guy, and we went to this restaurant, and we were talking about other things, so we weren't really talking about the application at the time. And we both had these small quinoa bowls where it had quinoa grains and it had some vegetables. It had like a teriyaki sauce and a little bit of chicken in it. And we were really proud that that's all we were having for lunch. And we had lots of water, and I had a Diet Coke as well. We finish up in the restaurant. We head out. We're walking along. We're going to go in some stores and just kind of, I have to get a few items, and he has to do some stuff. He's looking for some clothes. And as we're going along, we're both on our phones, right, on this program, and we're entering what the quinoa bowl is. And it happened to be that this restaurant, not a restaurant I had heard of before, but they had a few other locations around New England, so that when we went to look it up, lo and behold, this small quinoa bowl happened to be already entered into it. Somebody had scanned it in somehow, which was awesome. You know, we don't have to try to pick all the ingredients and create what it would be. It was the name of the restaurant, the name of the quinoa bowl, and there it was. And our good eating, our little lunch that we had, you know, having healthy greens and vegetables and chicken. I mean, how much better could one do? 1,200 calories. 1,200 calories. And I'm allowed 1,400 for the day without any exercise added to it. So it's like, wow, you know, you go out, you think you're being really good. And for all those times when you go out and you do these kinds of things that you think are good, I'm eating the right thing, I'm making good choices, but why am I not losing any weight? This application can help you identify why that is. And so now we're becoming, I don't want to say paranoid, but a little paranoid. I'll go out to a restaurant, and the first thing I do before I order anything is I'm typing into my program, looking to see if somebody's pre-entered any of the foods, or if I have to create my own food, how many calories that's going to be. And it keeps me on track. And it keeps my weight loss on track. And it's incredible. And so I'm going to suggest, folks, that you just look at the application. Or if you want to read reviews online, I'm sure there are reviews on it. It's called Lose It! Exclamation point. It's a free application. And for this 100th episode, I know there's not bells and whistles and fireworks going off in the sky. But in many ways, internally for me, there are fireworks going off in the sky. Because that's how much this program has been a saving grace in my life. There are downsides to it. I think probably the only downside I can really say is that sometimes when you look up an item, there will be multiple entries that people have made and the calories are different. And so sometimes what I have to do is, okay, like in the case of I had a small chicken stir fry sub. And rather than enter all of the different ingredients, I just looked in the search for a stir-fried chicken sub small. And there were entries. There were like four or five entries. Some were under different particular places you could go, like Subway or other big-named pizza places like Domino's Pizza. Say they offered one, Domino's Pizza would be there. And so you kind of have to try to figure out, okay, I didn't go to one of those places to have this, but let me see. In this entry, they're saying it's 700 calories. In this entry, they're saying it's 500 calories. I might do a quick internet research to see if anybody else has something to say about it. And if they don't, what I will do is I'll say, okay, one says 7, one says 5. I'm going to say it's 600. And I'm going to enter that as a new food item for myself. Stir-fried chicken sub, small, 600 calories. And so that's the only downside, is that sometimes with all of the different people entering all of the different foods that are now in this search engine, the thing is, you sometimes will see multiple entries that are different calories. And so you have to try to figure it out. But that's the only downside, folks, that I can see in this item. Truly, 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 it's the only downside that I have run into. So my assignment for you this week, as I get back into doing these podcasts, I want you to check out this application. It's called Lose It! Exclamation point. It's available in iTunes and I'm sure the Android store and wherever you get your things. I have an iPhone, so I don't know where other people get stuff, but wherever you get applications for your smartphone, Lose It will be there. Please check it out. Because if you add this into the idea of measuring your food, and you kind of have to do that as well, because it might say, okay, I'm going to have steak tips. I love steak tips. I want to have steak tips. So I look up steak tips and it'll say, all right, it's 300 calories for 4 ounces. Okay, that's great. 300 calories, doable. But I have to figure out what 4 ounces is. So I do use my food scale and I put a plate on it and I see how much the plate weighs. And then I put the food into the, on top of the plate and I do the difference in the amount. And I can see where 4 ounces is. And therefore, when I eat those 4 ounces of steak tips, I know that I'm eating that number of calories. And so you do end up doing some measuring, but again, it's making you realize, making you look at and really address what portion sizes are. And the unbelievable things that we think we're doing well, that we think we're doing right on our healthy eating plan. And suddenly our eyes will be opened that because we go to this restaurant and we have this, because they add sodium, because they add other fats that we're not aware of, it drives the calories up. And even though we think we're doing good, maybe we're not doing as good as we could. And so I suggest you folks to try this, experiment with it. It'll cost you nothing. And if you decide at the end, oh, this is horrible, you just delete the application. Nice and easy. So try that out, please. It's a wonderful addition. I'm going to talk more and more about this program as the podcasts go along, because I want to now plug this into my diet philosophy. So when I've talked about the diet number of podcasts ago, you can go to a podcast called The Diet in big capital letters. I'm going to be amending that somewhat because of the use of this program. And that is how important it is. So give it a try. Lose It. You have nothing to lose. There we go. Oh my God, that's going to be it. That's the selling point right there. Lose It. You have nothing to lose. This is Joey Hernandez. This has been the Beginner Diet and Fitness Podcast. Please join me again. I'll be back very soon with episode number 101. And hopefully, somewhere along the way, there's going to be a celebration for reaching this milestone. Thanks for joining me this week. Have an awesome time until we talk again. See you, folks. Bye.